Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. A lot of attention on the Mueller investigation and what seemed obvious, at least to WOKV's Washington insider Jamie Dupree, based on the president's tweets through the afternoon that the special counsel Robert Mueller, something may be bubbling up behind the scenes related to it, given everything that he had said. Fox's Rachel Sutherland picks up our team coverage from Washington. Are there hints that we may be nearing completion of this whole thing?
I think so. The Washington Post has reported that they've been going back and forth between the White House and the special counsel's office on questions that the president would possibly respond to. And that seems to be the last step in the investigation, many believe. Rudy Giuliani, who's one of the president's attorneys, told the Post that some of the questions are irrelevant, could be traps. And so they're still negotiating all this. And it comes as there's some speculation that more indictments could be on the way. And the Russia probe Politico is reporting that insiders at the White House are preparing for the worst, and that possibly even Donald Trump Jr. could be facing charges.
A lot of possibilities, a lot of maybes and what ifs. And then obviously what we want to know is the clarity of when and the what. And we'll certainly be plugged into that development. The updates from over the night on the Julian Assange story are also really interesting, as well as the Justice Department apparently inadvertently named Assange in a court filing in an unrelated case that raised immediate questions about whether the WikiLeaks founder may have been charged, and the charges were under seal. We're peeling into that part of the story at WOKV.com. If things and as things bubble up throughout the day from Washington, listen for Fox's updates throughout the day with Rachel Sutherland leading our team.